Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Friday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Soldano City Council adopted the city's five-year capital improvement plan, which is a long-range planning document providing the direction and guidance for the city of Soldano on planning and managing its capital and infrastructure assets. It's intended to present a realistic projection of anticipated capital needs with consideration given to project scheduling, fiscal and manpower constraints. Public Works Director Cal Cornelis tells the Soldano City Council that there is no substantial changes from the presented draft document at the public works session.
With a few exceptions, I'll go over those briefly right now. The first one, we removed and postponed the outdoor sand storage facility that we had initially allocated for this fiscal year. We have decided that it would be appropriate to analyze that sand storage facility in the design study report that we are going to be undertaking here in the next month or so as we look at our facility at the end of Funny River Road. So we've removed that one.
Cornelis adds,
and then we've added two projects. One is a result of our work session, which is the Swiftwater Park and Rotary Park entry signs. And then finally, the last addition was additional supplemental funding for downtown parking improvements. Last year in the capital budget, we had identified $250,000 for downtown parking improvements in the Aspen lot on the Sterling Highway. We've gone through the design phase, and our construction estimate exceeds our budget, as is the case in a lot of construction efforts these days.
The city of Soldano's five-year capital improvement plan contains a wide range of projects that reflect priority infrastructure needs based on financial resources for the next 5 years. It's expected the plan will be frequently visited and amended as priorities, needs, and funding sources change. The FY23 capital budget, which was introduced as a separate agenda item, mirrors the capital improvement plan for FY23. Any changes to the FY23 plan also will be reflected on the FY23 capital budget. The Alaska Division of Forestry rescinded the emergency burn closure that was put in place in early July as a result of the hot and dry weather that the state was experiencing. However, just because the emergency burn closure was lifted, local, state, native, and or federal agencies still could have local fire restrictions in place, including here on the Kenai Peninsula. Howie Kent with the Alaska Division of Forestry says that the Kenai Peninsula is still under a burn suspension.
The burn closures have everything to do with campfire restrictions, and burn suspensions have everything to do with debris burning, like burn piles, burn barrels, and those kinds of things. So we just had a statewide burn closure, and that was everything to do with restricting campfires in only designated areas with metal rings. And now we're opening that up to allow more campfires to be in other locations as long as there's good clearance and people are in attendance. The burn suspension, however, is still in place, which would include debris piles, burn barrels, and those other kinds of burning things.
Kent adds,
and until we receive, you know, significant precipitation, because our duff layers are so dry, in fact, the historic dry, even drier than what we were at in 2019 when we saw the large Swan Lake fire, we're going to wait to lift the burn suspension for debris burning until a later time when we receive a lot more precipitation and the duff layers are able to get some of that wetting rain.
Kent says that the Kenai Peninsula has been experiencing drought-like conditions for a significant period of time.
This summer, basically 2 months of no precip really to speak of. I think in the last two and a half months, we've received maybe a quarter inch of rain here in the northern part of the Kenai Peninsula, and a little bit more in the south end down towards Homer, but still not enough to really take away from those deep duff layers that are so dry.
This has been This Week on the Kenai, on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.